The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
According to the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, assaults, intimidation and abuse of Gardaí are on the rise, and they will call on Justice Minister Helen McEntee to address this by introducing mandatory sentencing for assaults on Gardaí when she visits the AGSI conference in Westport today. I'm joined on the line by Kevin Bulger, member of the AGSI National Executive, and by Liz Dunphy, journalist with The Examiner, who is in Westport covering the conference. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Kevin,
good morning.
First of all, we'll go to you. What's on the agenda? What's on your minds?
Well, I suppose we've got a very packed agenda, Pat. It's a very full-on day. We've got the Minister for Justice. We also have the Commissioner today. We're looking forward to them coming to conference, and we have a lot of issues to raise with them, and hopefully by the end of the day we might have some forward progress.
Now, how much engagement actually happens, or are the minister and the commissioner just kind of talking at you, or is there to and fro?
No, there's a bit of to and fro, I suppose. First of all, we'll have private meetings with both where we'll set out some of the major issues that we have. Recently, we've had a meeting with the minister. We've also had a meeting with the commissioner's office. There's numerous issues. They're more than aware of them, but they're also going to be aware today that we're going to raise them in the public forum, and we need action on them. And we hope that in their address that they're going to give us some of the things that we need.
Now, talk to me about some of those big issues. I mean, I mentioned one in my introduction, the idea of mandatory sentencing for assaults on Gardaí. Now, you know the way the judiciary resist any compulsion of them in deciding what a sentence should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And the judiciary are independent in what it is that they do, but there are certain items of legislation which carry mandatory sentence. And we firmly believe that a tax on blue light workers, including guards, sergeants, inspectors, should be mandatory, because that is the only way I believe, and we believe as an association, that there might be a thought process by the people on the ground to not do this.
If they know that if they're nabbed having attacked or assaulted an ambulance driver, a Garda member or whatever, that they're definitely going to jail.
Yep, absolutely.
Other things, we know that there was a lot of discussion recently about discipline in the Gardaí, particularly in the light of the Garda who was suspended for 3 years pending an investigation into a bicycle theft. I mean, the same kind of investigation would have gone into, you know, a bombing or, a grievous gangland assault.
Look, investigations are investigations, and everybody in the guards and working for the guards and working in criminal justice will investigate the matter to the full conclusion, to the best ability they can. But the problem is, it seems to be that for members of the Garda Síochána, the investigation and the disciplinary process seems to take a lot longer than it does, and the natural justice that applies to the ordinary, decent citizen of the country does not apply to a member of the Garda Síochána.
What do you mean by that? Is it that there's a sense of guilty until proven innocent in regards to the processes that are at work?
Well, there is that to a degree. There is that. I mean, if you're subject to a criminal investigation in the guards or a disciplinary investigation, straight away actions have to be taken. And within the commissioner's gift, they may be the right actions. But the problem is, no one is overseeing, are they being done expeditiously? Is this member out for over years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? Is this hanging over them? What's the impact of them, their family and their community, because this is dragging on for so long?
I mean, we did see a sentencing in the court yesterday where a Garda got jail time for taking cannabis from a secure locker. And also it appeared that there had been bad behaviour in terms of alcohol abuse and so on and so forth. So some processes do move quickly.
But look, everything stands on its own merits. And I'm not going to talk on any particular cases, but the fact of the matter is, if they are being dealt with expeditiously and people are being dealt with fairly, then there's not going to be an issue that we can raise, because everyone has, if there is someone doing something that's wrong, that has to be dealt with, and no one has any issue with that. It just has to be a fair, equitable process.
Now, one of the aspects that we've heard discussed is the uniform. People responded to that saying, why don't you wear your long johns if you're a bit chilly?
Well, I suppose the uniform was brought in with multi-layer approaches, and that's quite good in the fact that you have all these layers, but I personally have worn all the layers and it still wasn't great. And there's waterproof issues and there's numerous issues. It's the first iteration of the new uniform, and there needs to be engagement, and we need to listen, and we need to work with the manufacturers to try and get something that works better. And there needs to be a better mid layer. That's kind of where people are, because oftentimes, Pat, if I get a call and I need to go out to the roadside, I don't have time to go into my locker room and put on, from my office, to put on long john thermals. I need to go. You know what I mean?
Okay, it does seem like a fairly, okay, uncomfortable but trivial thing, in the sense that you would have imagined that the quartermaster, whoever orders the gear, would have had technical discussions with the suppliers to make sure that all of this worked, and that there would have maybe have been, you know, a few dry runs with people informally to make sure that the gear was fit for purpose.
Yeah, I mean, and there was some level of stuff, but the thing is, now we're operating in it. These are issues that are coming to the fore, but we're bringing it forward and we need to have action on it, because it may be a trivial thing until you're standing on the roadside for 12 hours, or you're standing outside a building, as you see on the news, people outside things not for 12 hours in the wind and the rain. It's trivial until you're doing it. And we're bringing this feedback to the commissioner and his team, and all we want is an address on it. And I don't think it's a big ask.
Yeah. One of the other elements that will be up for discussion is the body-worn cameras, which are being introduced and being piloted initially. It does seem like a rather slow process. Maybe it's the same in every police force all over the world, except we don't hear about the minutiae of their tendering processes. What are your concerns?
Well, our concerns is, like, processes are processes, and the same all over the world. Like, to get the best supplier and to get a robust system, to get all that, it takes the right questions need to be asked, and they need to be trialed, and they need to be all that. The issues we have is the policy around it, is that it has to be able to stack up to prevent assaults on our members by people knowing that we can use what we have. It has to protect the members, well as injured parties, and as well as the public at large.
One of the issues that has been talked about is about Garda retention and indeed recruitment. We hear that 100 Garda, Helen McEntee is going to announce, will be released from the Immigration Service, which will add 100 to the available force. But I'm not sure whether those 100 Garda will be that happy to leave comfortable desk jobs and go back on the beat.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're necessarily comfortable desk jobs. Immigration isn't just people that are processing passports or sitting at airports. There's immigration officers that are out working with NERA, doing various different jobs in relation to immigration offences. So when you say that people are being removed from immigration, is that possibly going to leave a deficit? Yeah.
No, but those investigations will probably still have to be done by proper Gardaí. I mean, civil servants don't have the power of arrest.
They don't, no. And that's what I'm saying. So is that work going to be deviated somewhere else? Is that going to be another workload for someone else? The devil's in the detail there.
All right. Well, so many things on your agenda, including pensions and whether that needs to be reformed by central government to encourage people to take up senior posts in the Garda Síochána. But that's for the rest of the day, I suppose. And look, thank you very much, Kevin, for joining us. Kevin Bulger, who's a member of the AGSI National Executive. Now, listening to our conversation is Liz Dunphy, journalist with The Examiner, who is in Westport covering the conference. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you expect from the Commissioner? What do you expect from the Minister?
Well, the Minister, as you mentioned, is expected to make an announcement about releasing those 100 Gardaí from immigration duty and to free them up for other elements of policing. Actually, just I might mention as well, yesterday the Deputy General Secretary of the AGSI, Sergeant Ronan Clocker, he was saying that, you know, despite the recent recruitment drive for Gardaí, that the force is still significantly short of the numbers that it needs to be able to do its job effectively. So although we now have about 14,000 Gardaí and government are aiming to have about 15,000 or more, he was saying that we need at least 18,000 operational Gardaí, that's in addition to, you know, any administrative staff, in order to do, yeah, the job that's expected of them, essentially. So the Justice Minister is expected to, yeah, make that announcement about releasing those Gardaí. I'm sure, you know, as you heard from Kevin there, there's going to be a call for mandatory sentencing for anybody who assaults a Gardaí. I'm sure Ms. McEntee will raise, you know, the point that the government has actually increased the sentencing for assaulting a Gardaí from 7 to 12 years. But again, Sergeant Plougher said yesterday that, you know, sentences are all well and good, but the reality is that every day of the week, or every week at least, there are people walking free from court with suspended sentences after assaulting Gardaí, which is a major problem. She's also expected to talk about potentially expanding the list of offences for which facial recognition technology can be used, and, you know, yeah, I think it could be some interesting announcements today.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of speculation down here, and I'm sure she'll face questioning about a potential cabinet reshuffle. You know, as we know, Simon Harris is going to be our next Taoiseach, and, you know, will she be removed from the justice portfolio? There's a lot of speculation that she potentially will, so I'm sure she'll be answering questions on that today. And then you asked, you know, about Garda Commissioner Drew Harris's appearance here. You know, there, I'm sure he will face questioning on, you know, the ongoing Bikegate saga, essentially. There's a lot of upset, really, I suppose, and anger among Gardaí about the situation.
I heard Helen McEntee pursued about that particular topic, and you know, she wouldn't refer to the detail of that, but she said all the processes were followed properly. She was anxious to say that in any investigation, you've got processes and they were followed properly. I think people's attitude to that was, why did it take so long for a simple thing? And that's something else that the Gardaí are complaining about, that they are being, you know, hamstrung by what they have to do on their computers and what they have to write up and all of that kind of bureaucracy.
They are, absolutely. Actually, one of the things that was mentioned yesterday as well was that there's this this new system, the investigation management system, and that this was creating a statistical monster, is how it was put within the Gardaí. They were saying that a very simple incident, a minor incident, like they gave the example of a theft of a Lucozade bottle, that could generate up to 40 unnecessary jobs, essentially, for Gardaí, and that previously that's something that could have just been dealt with very quickly by a guard on the beat, essentially, but now it's just become this whole administrative burden, essentially. And they were saying that that is actually taking Gardaí off the streets, which is where, you know, people feel that they're most needed. You know, the CSO released crime stats yesterday, which showed an increase in theft and burglaries. And it was mentioned yesterday at the conference that, you know, were these Gardaí kind of out on the beat, that would be preventing these kind of crimes from taking place, essentially, because there'd be that deterrent factor, which they said was also kind of a really big part of an Garda Síochána and our policing model for 100 years, but that was slipping away now because of the introduction of so much new technology. Yeah. But it's a fine balance, I suppose, isn't it? You know, you have to modernize.
And the numbers game, finally, Liz, I mean, they are saying 14,000 as a target is simply not enough, given the huge population increases we've witnessed over the last few years, that maybe 18,000 might be more appropriate.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. So that's a significant jump, isn't it? And they were also saying that, you know, I think it's been well publicised as well, that year on year we have been seeing a increase in people quitting the force, essentially. You know, as was mentioned earlier by Kevin, there's been concern about increases in assaults on Gardaí. You know, people, Gardaí, are having to face people shoving cameras in their faces, essentially, at a lot of public interactions, I suppose. Now there's increased aggression, a lot of guards will say, and yeah, people just are not wanting to stay in the force anymore. So he was saying that, you know, that's obviously a big problem, and that there are also a lot of retirements due towards the latter part of this year. So yeah, it definitely seems to be a problem, and 18,000 is the number he was
All right,
thinking.
Liz, thank you very much for that. I'm sure it'll be a fascinating day, whether it's a departing Helen McEntee or a Helen McEntee who'll stay in place as Justice Minister. We don't know, but it'll be fascinating nonetheless. Liz Dunphy, journalist with The Examiner in Westport, covering that AGSI conference. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.